keep watching my counter here, so I'll know where I am.
Well, you go to that a lot too, huh? Your counter, I say you go to that quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, there's a little scale down here.
Oh, I didn't know you keep watching it.
How many feet you've gone, so when I keep looking at this thing, I'm reading the scale. What were the people doing last night? They were sitting in the kitchen and they were...
Oh, they was eating lunch, laughing, talking.
Mm-hmm. Used to be at a party, you'd go there and people would stand around the piano and they'd be...
singing.
Uh-huh.
And playing music.
If somebody does you a favor, let's say you feel that he's done something for you and you want to pay him back, so you say, now you're what?
You're paying me back for what I've done for you?
Well, let's say... he does you a favor, then you feel...
Well, like I owe him a favor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I misunderstood.
Would this be your what to him?
Paying him back what he done for me.
Well, before you pay him back, you say you're...
Well, I want to return your favor.
Uh-huh.
What you've done for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm obligated.
I feel like I'm obligated to pay it back.
Uh-huh.
Return it.
If you make up your mind that you won't do something and somebody tries to get you to do it, you finally say, well, it's no use, you don't need to talk to me anymore because I've made up my mind and I simply...
ain't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm determined on it, I'm not going to do it.
When you say that, that means that you most certainly...
ain't going to do it.
Won't do it.
Yes, sir.
Do people around here ever say, I might could?
Oh, yeah, you hear everything.
I might could do it.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, I'll say a lot of things, I bet you know. So, well, if you're on Jack and I, we'll just talk, like you say, eating or something, I'll say, Jack, why don't you get in and eat something, I'll say, and I get you, I ain't used funny on that. You just get used to saying it that way.
Uh-huh. If you know something shouldn't be some way, you say, well, now that's not right, that...
It ought to be done another way, done right.
Mm-hmm. If you think you might help somebody and you ask him to let you know when he needs help, and he doesn't let you know, and then you go over and you see it's been done, you say, well, I wish you'd call me because
I want to help you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that among people every few days too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you get a rash on your skin, sometimes you
scratch
because you
it's itchy.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about poison ivy. Gee, that does that to me.
Oh, I know. But there's something you can. Yeah, I guess like you said though, that'd be good. But it's what I was scared of that guy in the Jackson. He gets every time. And it seemed like he told me about pouring lead or something he gets at the drugstore that'll really dry it up, he said.
I haven't had any in a long time. If, let's say you're in town and you want to catch a bus and you want to find out how often it runs, what would you ask?
Well, you'd ask him what time it comes in and leaves.
Uh-huh. If you want to find out about... how often this happens, you'd say.
How often does it come?
Mm-hmm. I'll just turn a few pages here and see if anything sticks out. Well, if people are excited, you don't want them to be excited. You say, all right now, everybody, just
calm down. I know you get excited about that. You hear that every day or two among people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, why don't you calm down and I'd be so excited. I try to tell my wife that a little cloud comes up. It'll do no good.